From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. The email address, anything@kera.org. And just really quickly, since we haven't been on the air with this show since last Friday, I want to thank everyone who called or contributed online during the fall membership campaign for KERA. Thanks to you, we raised $600,000, just over $600,000 in record time. And I've got to say, special, special thanks to those of you who contributed during the Anything shows 2 weeks ago and last week. Thanks to you, this show raised, I think, a little over $20,000. So very excited and very grateful for your support. So thanks again, and call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. A whole hour of show this week. Trevor writes, how can the Hubble take pictures we see of nebulas, galaxies, star clusters, etc., in color and with a night background when the sun is a big source of light radiating in all directions? He says, we have night because of Earth's rotation, but where does the dark in the Hubble photographs come from? Let's see, Margaret in Fort Worth and London, UK, wants to know if anyone knows of an archery range in the Metroplex, either indoor or outdoor. Anne in Dallas writes, who do you contact in Dallas City Services to report that a school zone sign is on too high a pole and is not visible through a car's windshield? Anne writes, when you turn from 75 Access Road onto Monticello heading west, you cannot see this sign. You can see it if you are coming along Monticello from the other side of 75. A police officer has set up a nice little speed trap here, she writes, and sorely, the point of school zones is to protect children. They're not much help if drivers can't see them. So does anyone know who to call to try to get that school zone sign lowered? 800-933-5372. William wants to know, since Burma has been renamed Myanmar, I wonder if Burmese mountain dogs are now called Myanmarian mountain dogs. He says, I briefly looked this up online and found conflicting information. According to Wikipedia, he says, the official name of this dog breed is Bernese, with an N, like Nancy, named for a canton in Switzerland. But there are websites that say that Bernese and Burmese are different breeds. He says, ironic, because the dogs pictured look the same. So my question is, he writes, what is the definitive name for this breed, and does this confusion exist because of similar names for the geographic locations? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's talk first today to Tony in Plano. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Jeff.
Yes, go right ahead.
I believe the question was regarding an archery range in the Metroplex,
mm-hmm.
and the only reference I have is when you ride the dart rail, the Parker Road dart rail to the east of TI Boulevard. There looks to be an archery range right there by the track. So my best reference is to say it's east of TI Boulevard, maybe on the southeast corner of TI there, north of the LBJ Central Dart Rail Station.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling, Tony.
Thank you.
All right. Line open 800-933-5372. Patricia in Arlington says, the Alpine Shooting Range in southeast Fort Worth has a nice outdoor archery range, and you can find them at alpinerange.com. 800-933-5372 is where we find Kobe calling from Tyler. Hello, Kobe.
Hi. My question is about how does public radio that's syndicated by Sirius get paid for if they don't have pledge drives? I'm sure Sirius contributes.
Okay.
I was just curious if there's any attempt to get money from the listeners or.
Sure. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. Maybe the boss is listening, but
okay.
maybe we'll get an answer for you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email address anything@kera.org. From Jason in Dallas, are objects or organisms suspended in a liquid subject to the atmospheric pressure that surrounds the liquid? He says, for example, if hypothetically the air is removed from a sealed aquarium that is 3/4 full of water, would fish in the aquarium be affected? Would they die due to the change in external pressure prior to the water evaporating or boiling off? It's complicated, but we'll see if we get an answer for you. 800-933-5372. Up next is Jose in Dallas. Hello, Jose.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I believe the email I asked where you can call to have a sign changed or moved.
Yeah.
In my neighborhood, there was a sign that was graffiti on it, and I believe I called 211, or you can go to DallasCity.org, I believe.
It's probably 311, because I think 211
is... 311, I
sure.
apologize. 311,
that's okay.
You're right.
211 actually works, too, but they're helping with people get information on, like, bankruptcies and foreclosures and jobs and things like that.
You're absolutely sure. Right. It's 311, and then... the people came out like the next day and changed that sign.
Okay.
So they're pretty good.
Great.
And then I had a question.
Okay.
About I have a receiver that is working very good at one side, and then the other side I connect speakers to that side of the receiver and nothing comes out. I'm wondering if it's worth fixing
mm-hmm.
Do people suggest that I buy a new one?
Okay.
And then if there's a place where I can take it to be fixed.
Okay.
I really appreciate this.
You bet. We'll see if we get a couple suggestions for you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Jake in Denton writes, I'm a college student, walk several miles daily to and from class. And he says, I know that it's more correct to cross streets at intersections or crosswalks. But he says, I find it exponentially safer to jaywalk mid-block, as I only have to watch for cars coming from two directions rather than interpret the intentions of cars who may or may not be turning right on red or left on green, etc. He says, while I've never had problems jaywalking, I have had several close calls at pedestrian crosswalks, even when the walk sign is on. Where did this rule originate, that pedestrians should cross at intersections, and am I breaking the law by jaywalking in Denton? Well, I don't know the answer to that, but I would say that the driver, and if you think about when you're driving, you might expect to see someone crossing the street at a crosswalk or at an intersection, and you might be surprised if someone steps out and they're not at a crosswalk or at an intersection. But I don't know about whether you're breaking the law in Denton, but we'll see if we get an answer for you. 800-933-5372. Up next is Scott in DeSoto. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
I just had a quick answer, I guess, for the person who was asking about the Hubble telescope and
mm-hmm.
why it. Basically, they were asking why it takes photographs and why the space appears black. Well, and the reason why the sun, why it doesn't show anything because the sun is radiating out all throughout space. Well, the reason is because same reason at night, and you look up and the sky is black. Properties of light don't actually allow you to actually see visible light until it is reflected upon a solid surface. So that's why it's black. That's why you don't really see anything until it actually hits something. So
unless it's aimed, the telescope's aimed at the sun, there's nothing to reflect the light back on. You don't see the light.
Exactly. And then it's sort of the same, reason why we don't see light in the middle of air. We don't really see it
right.
until reflected off the surface. So.
Great. Well, thanks so much.
Certainly.
All right. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Email address, anything at kera.org. Nick in Dallas writes, occasionally a stoplight at a four-way intersection will flash red, presumably indicating that it's broken. When this happens during rush hour, for example, it naturally has a huge impact on traffic. So my question is, he writes, what exactly is wrong with the stoplight when it's set to flash only red? There's not a power outage since the light is on. Also, one of the lights can't be burned out since nearly all stoplights are made of many smaller LEDs today. Does it become out of sync with the stoplight in the other direction, or is it some other type of hardware failure? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next is Paul in Dallas. Hello, Paul.
Hello. There is an archery range in Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
It is at Walnut and TI Boulevard. Well, it's just before you get to TI Boulevard on Walnut.
Very good. So that's the one that our caller was talking about.
I believe so. I don't know the name of it, but he's correct.
Great.
Right before the track.
Thanks so much.
Sure.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Oh, this is from Steve in Dallas. He wants to know, where's Jeannie? He says, I miss Jeannie. Where is she?
He's talking about Jeannie Mascoro, who used to hear her middays here on KERA. Well, Jeannie has been diligently preparing for the launch of a brand new radio station. She is going to host the KXT Morning Show beginning Monday, this coming Monday, at 7 a.m. On 91.7. North Texas Public Broadcasting, which is the parent company of KERA 90.1, listening to now, and also KERA Channel 13 on the television side. If you missed the news, we've acquired a new radio station, and we're launching it on Monday. It's called KXT 91.7. It's a music station. The catchphrase is music to the core. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully, of course, you'll stay tuned to KERA on Fridays at noon, but there's going to be lots to listen to. And you'll hear Jeannie Mascoro once again on the airwaves beginning Monday morning at 7 on 91.7. 800-933-5372 is the phone number here, and that's where we find Tony in Grand Prairie. Hello, Tony. Yes, Tony.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes, go right ahead.
I have an answer to the school zone fan on Monticello.
Mm-hmm.
The 311 will work, but if you want to cut through the red tape, you can just call Angela Hunt's office at City Hall. We worked with Angela on a sign at the corner of Greenville and Mockingbird, and the next day it was fixed.
Okay. Thanks so much, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we also got this from Jody in University Park, who says, the City of Dallas Public Works and Transportation Department handles school zone flashers in the City of Dallas. The caller is calling from a landline in the City of Dallas. He or she should be able to dial 311 to reach City Services, who will have a representative who can take that request, forward the request on to the correct department. Email also came in at anything at KERA.org. Let's see. Chris in Arlington is looking for a source for kumquats in South Fort Worth or Burleson. Chris says, I've checked at Central Market on I-30 in Hewlett, and they didn't have any. Does anyone know where? And presumably, I'm guessing this is for a recipe that's being prepared today or over the weekend to find kumquats in South Fort Worth or Burleson. We also got some answers on the speaker issue. Let's see. Philip says, the man with the speaker problem might have a short in one wire, so try a new wire or maybe a blown fuse. Yeah, I didn't think of that. You could plug the speaker that sounds right into that other side, and then you can see if it's the wire or the speaker on the bad side that's the problem. Let's see. Leanna says Sirius is paid for by the listener. If you have Sirius, then you paid for that service. You paid for subscribing to the public radio channels on Sirius. And Leanna reminds us that KERA is a public station paid for by corporate underwriting and, of course, by member support. Harold and McKinney says the Hubble is in space outside the atmosphere and takes pictures without going through the atmosphere. With no air molecules to shoot through, there is no sunlight reflected back into its camera. And the brilliant colors come from taking long-timed exposures, gathering enough light to show the colors. There's also other pictures taken in not visible wavelengths or given visible colors so that we can see them. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Jim in Southlake. Hello, Jim.
Hi. I'm just calling to let your archer know that there are archery ranges all throughout Dallas-Fort Worth. For example, there's Outdoor Pro Shop located in Garland. There's an archery shop that has a video archery range off of Green Oaks in Arlington. But if that fellow just takes a look and gives a call around to some of the pro shops for archery in DFW,
okay,
I think they're going to be pleased to find that there's a myriad of archery ranges.
Hey, Jim, thanks so much for calling. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It is anything you ever wanted to know. You can call us at 800-933-5372 or email us anything at kera.org. We'll be right back. And you're listening to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Susan in Dallas. Hello, Susan.
Oh, hi there. I was calling with an answer to the Bernese Mountain Dogs.
Yeah.
They're actually Bernese. That's how I have them, and I breed them and show them. And
okay.
We actually call them Bernese, like, you know, you have a bare knee on your leg, a bare knee. And they're from Switzerland. The Bernese is how most people who aren't really familiar with it, they pronounce it Burmese, like Burma.
Okay.
And there were a group of people once upon a time who were Bernese owners who kind of got so fed up with it that they put a website out there showing a Burmese mountain dog. And they wrote up a description, and it looked just like, they actually used a picture of a regular dog. So it was kind of like a joke thing, and it may be still floating around somewhere on the Internet.
Kind of backfired a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. To my knowledge, there really is no Burmese mountain dog.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Susan. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. This came in, I guess it came in last week near the end of the hour. And we'd had an ongoing discussion about insurance. And Mark in Irving says, here's something every Texan should know, but it's not advertised or well known. He says, Texas law mandates that on fully insured plans, and this is under Texas House Bill 1440, 1440, you can keep your children on your insurance until they are 25 years old, regardless of their student status or other eligibility status, as long as they met dependent eligibility status when they were originally enrolled in the plan. It says the only caveats are that you must pay the premiums for them, which, of course, you must, and they must remain unmarried, and your insurance plan must be a group policy. He says, so all those folks scrambling to get their kids enrolled as full-time students after they turn 18 and come out of high school should do some Google research or look up Texas House Bill 1440. He says, I think it came into law in 2004, and then ask their employer if their plan applies to Texas House Bill 1440. So, Mark, thanks for that information. Let's talk next, 800-933-5372 to Elle in Fort Worth. Hello, Elle.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing well.
Good. I was listening to the news with the CIT bankruptcy,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed that it happens quite often, that corporations are able to file bankruptcy on Sundays. And I'm assuming that's a court something that you have to do. So I'm just wondering what government agency works on Sundays.
All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's see. M.A. says, the guy with a speaker that doesn't work should first check the wiring, make sure that everything is seated correctly. And he says, Freeman Tool fixed some speakers for me about 25 years ago, and they still work fine. They are in East Dallas on Ferguson Road, and they have a website, freemantool.com. It's Freeman, and then T-U-E-L-L.com. Let's see. Ed says the archery range near TI at the Dart Line is, in fact, the Texans Association of Clubs archery range. Texans, T-E-X-I-N-S, is the Employee and Alumni Recreational Association of Texas Instruments. He says, we do accept a limited number of members from outside the TI family to reach one of our goals of archery education in the community. You know, I got to say, I love this show because I learn stuff I never even knew every week, and I know a lot of you do too. So Ed, who is the president of the Texans Association, says, go to texans.org. TEXINS.org and check out the clubs, including contact information. He says, note that not all clubs are appropriate nor available to individuals outside the TI family, like the Alumni Association, etc. So there's more information on that. Check them out at Texans, TEXINS.org. Brooke confirms the dog breed is the Bernese, B-E-R-N-E-S-E, mountain dog. Brooke says, there is a Burmese cat. Maybe this is where the confusion lies. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Up next is Aram in Grapevine. Hello, Aram.
Hi, thanks. I just wanted to give a quick response to the question on why the traffic lights flash. And while I was holding, this lady called on the court, and I have a general answer to that, too.
Okay.
So there is more reasons than what I'm going to say about why light's going to go to a flash mode. But foremost, it's a fail-safe mode. when either programming issues or there is a momentary loss of power, that is called a fail-safe mode. So they go all in a red flashing on always to prevent any accidents.
Sure.
That's a general issue, but there are more to it. But anyhow, that's the general answer. I hope it gives a clue to the gentleman who was asking. And the lady who was asking, certain courts have what's called an after-hours filing mechanism, and that's why you can file during weekends or holidays, but the hearings would be always during their court hours, which is typically non-holidays and, you know, work days. But the filing can take, certain courts have what's called an after-hours filing. So that's probably what happened.
Well, thanks so much for your call. Really appreciate it. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's talk next to JP in Southlake. Hello, JP.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hi, I had a question. We have pesky owls in the backyard area, and they've been known to attack my cats. I'm wondering if there's any laws in Texas or North Texas against hunting the owls.
Are they
with
it just
a pistol or a harpoon or something? And can you harvest the meat? Can you eat the meat if you are allowed to hunt them?
Well, just to preempt everyone who's picking up the phone or going to the computer to email us right now. You know, I mean, are they pesky because they're making a lot of noise or just because they're going after your cat?
Well, both. Both, honestly. At night, it's pretty loud.
Sure. There's probably a more humane way of getting them to go somewhere else. And I would suggest, and we've had this kind of question on the show before, you know, they eat rats and mice and things like that. And that's probably why they're there, is because there's a population of rats or mice available to them. And, you know, in the nearby area, I mean, do you live next to a big field or something? Are you with me still, JP? All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. JP has left the show. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Roger in Burleson. Hello, Roger.
Hello, Jeff.
Yes, go right ahead.
I have a question about these new on-demand electric water heaters.
Yeah.
The fact that they use so much electricity, sometimes 4 or 6 30-amp breakers, to me, the concept is a little like saying you can get somewhere going 120 miles an hour and get there quicker, so you use less gas. So,
right.
I just don't understand. And the gas one, the gas versions of them, they are literally like a blast furnace when they come on. They use so much gas. Granted, when you turn off the water, they go off. But when they're on, they're using so much. I don't understand how they can really save money.
Well, I can only speak from my experience, because we installed one, a natural gas tankless water heater.
That was the word I was looking for.
Yeah, and we installed one a couple of years ago, and it's been great. I mean, the only problem is that it takes a little while to get the hot water to the place, and you can fix that with sort of a recirculation pump. We just have been lazy about installing such a pump in our house.
Not made to address that, because the pipe's still the same length.
Right, but actually, when you put it up in the attic or somewhere, you know, the run is a little longer than it was from where your tank was. But the efficiency of not having that tank sit there all day when you're at work, not needing hot water, continuing to kick on and heat up your water that you're not using, has made a huge difference on the bill, on the gas bill. And at the time, we looked into, and this is just my personal experience. At the time, we looked into the cost savings versus the electric versus the gas. And at the time, gas, this is 4 years ago, gas was really starting to get expensive. If you remember, natural gas was really starting to get kind of expensive. But for us, you know, it paid off because I wouldn't say it's paid for itself. They're expensive in the installation, but it does seem to be a lot of use a lot of fuel, and I think the electric ones do seem to just because the heat exchange is a little different setup. But in my experience, it's been, and I would love to hear from what some other listeners.
I would be interested in the electric version.
Sure. Okay. Well, we'll throw it out there and see if we get some thoughts for you.
You
bet. Thanks for calling, Roger. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's see, Ravi emailed us. Does anyone have a suggestion on having a laptop charger cable repaired here locally in Plano or Dallas? And I guess the question might be, is it cheaper to get it repaired or just to get a new transformer charger cable? Let's talk next to 800-933-5372 to David in Watauga. Hello, David.
Hi. I had a answer to the question regarding the effect on organisms inside of a liquid due to the air pressure around it.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a technical question. Would you mind repeating that really fast?
Well, okay. I'll have to dig through a stack of a whole bunch of emails. The gist of the question was this. If you have a fish in a fish tank, and then that tank is put in a vacuum, and so the air pressure changes in the vacuum, is the fish in the fish tank under the water affected by the change of air pressure outside the water?
Right. Okay. So, and the first thing to remember is that liquids cannot be compressed. If you try to compress a liquid, it'll just exert a force back, and it can't be compressed. And so regardless of what that force is, whether it's air pressure or more liquid being added to it or someone squeezing the container, it can't be compressed.
Okay.
Now, from Newton's third law of motion, you know, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And so if you're pushing against a liquid, exerting some sort of force, because it can't be compressed, it has to exert an equal force in response to that. Now, organisms within the liquid, they can be compressed. So if you try to compress that liquid, that force is going to dissipate into the organisms inside that liquid. And so I guess short answer, yes, organisms inside the liquid will basically be affected by any force that is exerted on the liquid itself.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for calling.
No problem.
All right. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Vane in Arlington. Hello, Vane.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
I was calling in response to the owl question.
Yeah.
It's kind of always kind of blows my mind that, you know, there's laws you cannot kill, you know, birds of prey and
right.
songbirds. And, you know, there's game birds, you know, like doves and
sure.
turkeys. And
sure.
those are fine. But, you know, there's federal laws, you know, protecting, you know, birds of prey.
Yep. Falcons,
and,
hawks, et cetera.
Right. And they're
and
nesting
owls.
As well.
Right.
So if the sort of nesting in the area, then there's nothing you can do. You know, they were probably here before we were, so we'll just have to live with them, you know.
Yeah, and you know, just watch your cat, or if your cat doesn't have, watch your small dogs.
Yeah, sure, but it always amazes me that, you know, that people don't understand you can't just go kill birds of prey, so.
Well, they just, you know what, in all fairness to everyone, Vane, it's people just, they just don't know, you know?
Oh,
so that's why it's a real treat to get to do the show, because
sure.
maybe
oh,
somebody
yeah.
hears the... Here's the word, okay?
Well, that's the best part of this show, for sure.
Well, thanks very much.
But, yeah, I agree. Moving them, you know, making them uncomfortable is legal, but
sure.
you just can't touch them or their nests. So.
Yeah, and there are actually, you know, there are wildlife relocation specialists, too, who
sure.
might be able to weigh in. And I'm sure there's some discussion groups online, too.
Yep,
so.
Yep.
All right, well, hey, thanks for calling.
Walk at them with a bobcat. They might not like that.
Right, all right. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks, Mark.
800-933-5372. Up next is Steve in Cedarville. Hello, Steve. Could you turn your radio down for us, Steve?
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
How are you doing?
You're doing well.
We're on exit 472 on I-20.
Uh-huh.
And ever since we got on I-20 around Terrell, there has been cops ahead of us on the road. Like, all four lanes of traffic are backed up.
Wow. Okay.
And there's a single file line of cars ahead of the cops. And every bridge we go under or anything, there's fire trucks and ambulances and flags. We're just wondering, like, what this procession is.
Okay.
Because all four lanes four lanes of traffic are slowed. We're behind this one procession. I just wonder if anybody had any idea.
We'll look and see if we can figure out what's going on for you.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks
for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Allison in Rockwall says... my family has been cleaning out the treasures in my grandmother's garage, and we found a collection of old glass insulators used on telephone lines, or probably telegraph lines. There's one extra large insulator that we think was used on high-power electrical lines, and we're wondering if it's worth anything or if it should be thrown away. Well, People are going to suggest, Allison, that you you could post that stuff on Craigslist, and if you don't, you know, if you just want to get rid of it, I'm sure there are people who collect this kind of stuff. So you might look and see, maybe on Craigslist or eBay or something like that. And you can always use freecycle.org as well to put stuff like that out and make it available to people, and people will come get stuff when you post it on Freecycle as available. Let's see. Tim in Garland writes, I'm a student looking to shoot a video in Dallas that takes place in an ancient Greek setting. More or less, he says, I'm looking for convincing columns and steps. Does anyone have a suggestion for, I guess, for a location? So be a location scout for Tim in Garland and let us know where to find convincing columns and steps that look like ancient Greece. And Kyle in Fort Worth says, well then, if Jeannie Mascoro is at the new station, who has taken her place as the daytime host, and says, I think the new host is wonderful? Well, you've been listening to the voice of Nilufer Arsala and hearing her work here for the last couple of weeks, and we're thrilled to have her. And she is now your daytime KERA host. Okay, so we did get an update. There are no hot spots apparently on traffic on I-20, so we're going to see if we can find out maybe somewhere else what's going on I-20 in Terrell. And let's get another call at 800-933-5372 from Larry in Denton. Hello, Larry.
Yes, I'm trying to find Cape Grape, C-A-P-E. They're from South Africa. They were boycotted for a long time.
Right.
But they used to come in around this time of year, but I can't find anyone that says they're going to have them or have them.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
And a comment about the water heater. I just put a switch in the bathroom area and one in the kitchen area. And when I got ready to run the dishwasher, I'd turn it on 30 minutes before. Or I got going to take a shower, just turn the switch on 30 minutes before. And that worked real well.
So for the like the recirculation pump?
No. Yeah, well, I mean.
Oh, for your hot, for your water heater. Okay.
Water heater,
oh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, hey, that's a smart way to do it, too.
Well, thank you. Hey. Appreciate that.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Right,
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. It is anything you ever wanted to know. You can call us. You can email us. We'll be right back. This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, and I'm Jeff Whittington, and you can call us, 800-933-5372, or email us your questions and answers to anything at kera.org. Let's see, Riley says, if for the gentleman looking for kumquats, he should try going to a Fiesta store or any international-type grocery store. Riley says, I've cooked exotic meals before, and they always have everything I need. Laura in Dallas says, as a diver, I can attest that submerged animals are subject to atmospheric pressures. At sea level, you're at one atmosphere of pressure. Pressure increases at a rate of one atmosphere per 33 feet of water depth. So air density in your lungs is proportionate to pressure. At two atmospheres, the density is doubled. At three, it's tripled. Most diving illnesses are a result of changes in pressure, and some result from expansion or compression of gas-filled spaces in the body, and others result from release of dissolved nitrogen in the blood and tissues. This would be the bends. Either process can cause bubbles and arteries to block blood flow to organs, which would be an arterial gas embolism. And gases such as oxygen and nitrogen can also cause injury when breathed at high pressures during deep diving, and nitrogen narcosis. So thanks very much for that. Dave in Alvarado says, I lived in Austin when almost all the lights in the city went to flashing red at the same time. He says they reported that when traffic lights got a command from the central controller that didn't make sense, they just went to flashing red rather than trying to guess at the intent, and they needed to be reset manually. He says what happened was that Austin got a new software load that had a bug and sent an invalid command to almost every traffic light in the city. 800-933-5372. We're hearing that there's a big funeral in Terrell. We don't know who it is or what it's all. Oh, we're going to get some more information. But in the meantime, let's talk next to David in Ovilla. Hello, David.
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes. A few years ago, I sold a home and financed it for the buyer.
they stopped making payments in February, and when it was all said and done after the foreclosure, they owed 2 years of property taxes that I wasn't aware of, and they owed me about $12,000 on top of that. So now I'm looking at a loss of $22,000, and I was wondering if there's any recourse I have to make them pay the property taxes or some of the money back to me. And
okay.
I'll hang up to listen.
Well, great. Well, David, we'll see if we get an answer for you, and maybe a general answer. But you know, obviously, the best place to go for this kind of advice would be an attorney. But we'll see if we get some suggestions for you for some resources.
Thank you.
Okay, you bet. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's see. We got a text that says the procession on I-20 is going to the Dallas-Fort Worth National Cemetery. And Anna says the procession going through Terrell is for a soldier who was killed in Afghanistan. His body was returned yesterday to Greenville, and the procession is for his burial today. So if you're on I-20, be patient because those folks, those men and women deserve our respect for sure. Let's talk next, 800-933-5372 to Matt in Greenville. Hello, Matt.
Yes, actually, I called in with one answer, but now I have three of them for you.
Okay.
First, the AC adapter for the laptop. Technically, it can be repaired, but there's a braided ground shield right under the first layer of plastic, which makes it cost prohibitive. Brand new one from your local electronics store would run about $100, but you can get them $15 to $20 on eBay.
Okay.
Second answer, on the insulators, on the power poles, you'll often see those in a translucent green, translucent clear, or translucent brown, or a solid brown. Those are still used today. But an interesting thing, if you like crafts, turn it upside down, and you'll find that they hold a votive candle perfectly.
Okay, very good.
And, of course, the larger one will hold a larger candle.
Sure.
Now, the last one, the gentleman that just called on the property tax.
Yeah.
Any outstanding property taxes should have been revealed when doing a title search. He definitely needs to consult a real estate attorney.
Yeah, or and maybe then beyond that, the title company who
yes, did. Yes, any outstanding property taxes should have turned up in doing the title search, and if that wasn't discovered, somebody didn't do their job.
Right. Isn't that what title insurance is actually for?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I've only bought a house once.
Right. Okay.
That's when I came across that issue.
Very good. Hey, Matt, thanks for calling.
Okay.
800-933-5372. Up next on the phones is Ray calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Ray.
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead.
I was calling about the owl question.
Yeah.
I've been a hunter most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken several courses, and it is illegal to kill any game bird. We were talking about that earlier. But if they are attacking any livestock or animals, you are allowed to kill them, but you cannot use the meat for anything. You have to let the animal lie or bury it, such as that. You can't eat it or, you know.
Okay. Well, and in all fairness to the owls, we should that are out there and the folks listening, we should encourage everyone to make sure that they fully understand the rules and regulations before they, before they kill any bird of prey. And okay. All right. Thanks for calling.
If you call the city, usually they'll come and take it somewhere where it's more of a rural place.
Right. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling, Ray. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Jim says, on the broken laptop cord, he says, if it's simply that the cord is cut, chewed by the dog, etc., you can make a cut, and usually the wires can be wrapped tightly together. Usually they are different colors. Otherwise, you will need to get a new power supply. If you have a soldering iron, it would be better to solder them. He says, if it must be replaced, then find the least expensive one for your system on the internet. And, of course, you want to make sure that you're very careful when you're home repairing your $100 power adapter for your possibly several thousand dollar laptop. Rick says, regarding the black background on Hubble images, he says, your intuition is right. The background is actually a noise level that the imaging processing equipment will zero out to black. He says, your brain does the same thing. The longest exposure Hubble has done was measured in months. So random electric noise has to be taken out of the images as well. While, of course, the Hubble does not look into the sunlight, here's how they keep the stray light.
which is reflecting off of the thousands of satellites and bits of debris up there, out. So the Hubble is a massive tube, 44 feet in length, 13 of which are dedicated to a stray light shield, and the primary mirror is near the back of the overall tube length. A large number of light-absorbing baffles are placed in the tube to counter this as well, and the overall effect is to ensure that only light directly in the line of sight will hit the mirror. This effect is compounded by the fact that the light reflects down the axis of the telescope, so it's as though the overall tube length is about 80 feet. And he says, P.S., my experience with an electric tankless water heater was great. And let's see if we get an answer on that as well from Chris in Carrollton. Hello, Chris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just wanted to make a comment. I know the other gentleman had talked about keeping his standard electric water heater and putting a switch on it.
Right.
But I was going to say there's a little bit more of an automated way to do that. There's a company called Intermatic that makes a, they call it a little gray box that you can put, you wire it in line with your electric water heater. And it's basically got a timer similar to you use on lighting, exterior lighting and whatnot. So if you know you're going to be gone during the day, it automatically shuts the water heater off whatever preset time and turns it on before you, you know, take a shower at night. And it's also got a manual override switch. So if you've got a, you know, a second water heater that's only used for a guest room, you can, you know,
it's brilliant.
Flip it on whenever there's company coming over, so you don't have to deal with all that. But it's, you know, they're very, the cost is not prohibitive at all.
Right.
They're probably between $50 and $100, and it's well worth it if you can't, you know, live with the cost of a tankless electric.
Right, and or installing and tearing out your old heater and installing a new one, it is a big job.
Gotcha. Well, and I guess, you know, electrician needs to install it in your house, you know, the little gray box, just like anything else. But I did have one question, if I could.
Sure.
Regarding public radio, and I know membership drives and everything else, and don't want to steal any thunder from that, because I know that stuff is important. But my Sirius satellite radio, or XM satellite radio, actually has an NPR channel, and I've always wondered if part of my satellite subscription goes towards the funding for public radio. Just curious. I don't think it's a substitute for pledging or anything like that, but I've always been curious about that.
Well, and I think that's the question that was asked earlier today.
I didn't know it was today.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we we had an email at the top of the hour, or someone called at the top of the hour and asked essentially that same question. And so we did get the answer that when you pay for your Sirius subscription, you know, it pays for the channels. But I don't know what portion of that or what those public radio or NPR, the PRI or NPR Sirius stations, what they get out of your bill.
Okay.
That said, I do appreciate the fact that you listen to you listen to this show. You can't get this show on Sirius.
Absolutely. The other's no substitute for the live, right, for the real one. Trust me. Yeah, I absolutely appreciate that. You guys do a great job. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much for calling, Chris.
800-933-5372
is where we find Stephen in Fort Worth. Hello, Stephen.
Hi. I had a response about the fish tank under the vacuum.
Yes.
The other caller that I heard just a moment ago was right. If you put a lot of pressure against the water, it's not going to do anything. But from a general physics perspective, if you pull a strong vacuum on the fish tank, the water will start to boil. If you're high in the mountains and you're ever boiling water, the water boils sooner. The same thing happens if you pull a vacuum on the water.
It's a lower temperature too, right?
Fish, but
right. Okay. Well, we're doing this hypothetically. We don't want to harm any fish.
Of course.
Thanks for calling, Stephen.
Thanks.
800-933-5372. Up next is Gus in Dallas. Hello, Gus.
Yes, this is about the Garland filmmaker looking for the Roman architecture. I think he ought to check out the old Dallas Municipal Building downtown. It's at like Main and Harwood. It's the old municipal courthouse there. Bunch of nice steps and old columns, things like that.
Very, very famous for a certain series of events in November of 1963.
That's the very same building, yeah. Also, he could check out the, I think it's a law school building there on SMU's campus.
Okay.
About the same kind of.
And actually, your point about the municipal building, which was then the Dallas Police Headquarters, which I believe is going to be a UNT law school, I believe, when they get it. It's the whole west side now is open because they're just about to open next week the new downtown park.
Yes.
There. So you have great light exposure.
Beautiful lighting
at the end of
the
day.
Afternoon, especially.
Yeah, it's a great suggestion. Thanks so much for calling, guys.
Well, glad to help.
All right.
Bye.
800-933-5372. Up next is Robert in Irving. Hello, Robert.
Hi, good afternoon.
Same to you.
A very quick question, I hope. It's exactly at the intersection of 114 and George Bush, 161. in Las Colinas.
Mm-hmm.
There are two pylons that were built almost obviously for a bridge or a ramp or something that extends over them. If a roadbed was placed there, it would be way too low. George Bush sits at the top, the two that mm-hmm. intersect. It's the higher one. And I just can't imagine there would be that little forethought or that big of a mistake. Makes me wonder how much each of those columns cost. It seems they would go to nowhere as far right. as the buildings go.
Okay.
And they're solid structures. Thank you very much.
You bet. We'll see if we can answer for you probably next week because we're almost out of time today. But
much obliged.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Let's talk to John in Fort Worth. Hello, John.
Hello there. Real quickly, your last caller was right about the fish in the aquarium.
Uh-huh.
If you pull a vacuum on it, that water's just going to evaporate. If you reach absolute vacuum, you won't have anything in there. Fish will be dead. They need to think of it in terms of weight. What we feel here on Earth is the pressure or the weight of the air that's up above us to the top of the atmosphere. And it's the same way in water. You go deep, you feel the weight of the water. It's translated into pressure on the surface of our body and on the surface of fish. But you'd end up with just nothing but a gas in there, and it'd be an absolute vacuum. You'd have dead fish. One other quickie
mm-hmm.
on the insulators. I'd advise the person that has the insulator collection, do not put it up on FreeCycle. On Antiques Roadshow a couple of years ago, they had some of those on there. Some of them, if they're really old, are worth quite a bit of money.
Okay, so do
they
some
might
research.
Want to do some research before they give them up.
Great.
Thank you.
That's great advice. Thanks a lot, John. Thanks for calling. Let's talk next to another John in Fort Worth. Hello, John.
Hello. I have a quick question for you.
Okay.
In Crested Butte, Colorado, during the fall, all the aspen leaves on all the aspen trees would change at different vibrancies, different hues, and at different times. And I was curious if the trees here in Texas all operate the same way. Is it nutrient-based, temperature, light, or genetics, or a matrix of any of those four?
Sure. What causes them all to
change at their different vibrancies?
And they're all together, right? Are they all together, or are they in separate areas?
Well, in Colorado, the aspens are all together.
Okay.
You know, on the same hillside,
sure.
They'll all change at different vibrancies.
Okay.
And the leaves are similar here in Texas as well.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. Definitely not today, but hopefully next week.
Sounds good.
Thanks for calling. And a couple other questions that we shouldn't leave. It's John Day. John in Garland asks, to whom does one complain when you cannot get a deposit refund from a municipal utility district? He says, we've sold a home in Houston and cannot get the deposit back that they owe us, or that they say they owe us. And he says it's been 4 months. So what can we do? And Sean in Rockwall wants to know, what's the physiological reasoning behind the jerking that sometimes happens when you almost fall asleep? Well, we'll try to get answers. Well, it's up to you to send us answers to those questions for next week. We'll throw them in the mix for the start of the show as well. Anything you ever wanted to know is produced by yours truly. Nilofer Arsala is our engineer. Thank you, Nilofer. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. Thank you very much, Fiona. Our assistant producer is Betsy Lewis. Thanks, Betsy. And our intern is Alicia Melke. Thank you so much for all of your help, and thanks for your help too, Alicia. You can download episodes of the show at kera.org. And, of course, send us your questions and answers, your comments, your suggestions. You can send all that to anything@kera.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thank you so much for listening, and have a fantastic weekend.